tall, taller, tallest. It was not James Madison Day Monday. No school. Judy poked her head into Stink's room.
Stink, I'm supposed to be nice to you.
Did Bob say?
Yep. Because of the newt?
Yep.
And I'm supposed to make you feel taller or something. So, Stinkerbell, how about a birthday party?
A birthday party? For who?
Come downstairs and see.
Stink raced down the steps, two at a time. Mom brought out 20 cupcakes on a big plate. They each had a letter on them, and all together, they spelled, Happy James Madison Day. Dad lit the candles. Everybody sang the James Madison State song. Stink blew out all 20 candles. He ate an M, an A, and half of a D. 2.5 cupcakes.
Presents, said Judy.
Presents? It's not even anybody's real birthday, said Stink.
It's James Madison's unbirthday, said Judy.
Dad and I made you a card, said Mom. A President's Day card.
It was kind of short notice, said Dad. So we printed some stuff off the internet.
Stink opened the card. It had pictures of short people.
James Madison, President, 5'4". Yuri Gagarin, Cosmonaut, 5'2". Queen Victoria, Monarch, 5 feet. Short Sleeve Samson, Wrestler, 4'2". Love, M and D. At the bottom of the card, Mom and Dad had printed in big letters, You're only as short as you feel.
I found the famous wrestler guy, said Judy. Thanks, said Stink.
Now mine, Judy said. Stink ripped it open.
It's a fun mirror, Judy told him, from Rocky's old magic kit. I made it into a president's mirror. One side is the James Madison side, and the other is the Abe Lincoln side.
Stink looked at himself in the James Madison side of the mirror. He looked super shrimpy and wide as a warthog. Everybody cracked up.
Try the other side, said Judy.
Now Stink looked skinny as a pencil and tall as Abe Lincoln.
Our President's Day is better than President's Day any time, said Stink. Wow, backward!
WW backward is wow, too, said Judy.
Exactly, said Stink.
Thanks, you guys, said Stink, for all the cupcakes and presents and stuff.
The James Madison party was Judy's idea, said Dad.
Yeah, are you feeling any taller yet? Judy asked.
Maybe a little, especially when I look in the Abe Lincoln mirror.
You know, you weren't always short, said Dad.
Really? Asked Stink.
Really? Asked Judy.
You weren't short when you were a baby, said Mom. You were long, 22 inches long.
What about me? Asked Judy.
You were only about 19 inches, said Dad.
Ha! Said Stink. You mean I was taller than Judy when I was born?
I guess you could say that, said Mom.
Ha ha!
Stink elbowed Judy.
Shorty pants!
Roar! Said Judy.
More cupcakes, anyone? Mom asked. Oops, I almost forgot. An envelope came for you, Stink. Special delivery. Looks like it's from the governor. Mom handed Stink the envelope.
Open it! Read it out loud, said Judy.
Stink read the letter.
Dear Mr. James Moody, thank you kindly for your thoughts concerning the James Madison State Quarter. Unfortunately, Virginia has already completed its State Quarter program. We have no plans to issue another one at present. However, we do appreciate your enthusiasm for our forefather, James Madison. Did you know that James Madison has been featured on a U.S. half dollar and also on a $5,000 bill? Enclosed, please find the James Madison Bronze Peace and Friendship Medal in honor of your interest in our fourth president. Your governor, Gene McDonald.
A $5,000 bill, said Stink. Double, triple, quadruple, cool!
The medal was a copper-colored coin in a plastic case. On one side, it said James Madison, President of the United States, 1809. On the other, it had a picture of two hands shaking in friendship. Stink passed around his brand spanking new James Madison friendship coin for everybody to see. While his family oohed and aahed, Stink picked up the president's mirror. He turned it to the tall side and looked at his reflection.
Everybody says growing takes time, thought Stink. It's all part of the life cycle. One day, it's going to happen to me. Me, Mr. James Moody.